I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Al Petrelli is the guitarist, musical director, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, who are coming back to Denver on Saturday, November 16th at the Pepsi Center. Two shows, 3 and 8 p.m. You can get tickets at transsiberian.com or ticketmaster.com. It is Christmas Eve and Other Stories, an all-new production, Al, right?
Yes, sir. We're bringing back that story to put us on the map. We've been touring for this since... So our first tour was in 1999, so this will be 21 consecutive years of touring. We haven't done Christmas Eve and Other Stories in about 8 or 9 years, and we're just thrilled to death to bring these characters and these songs back to the stage, yet wrapped up with all brand new production. What our crew was able to do this year as opposed to 8 or 9 years ago with the advances in technology, it's just going to be over the top. I promise, the biggest TSO show ever.
Yeah, I imagine over 21 years, the technology has changed incredibly. I mean, when you guys first started, you were doing amazing things, but now the world must be wide open to you.
It's crazy. I mean, I think back to 99, we did the first shows. We had one 24-foot box truck and two buses. Last year, we came through the Pepsi Center. I think we had 12 buses and 20 semis. And it's just the show has evolved and grown up, and the trajectory has continued on this kind of upward angle for all those years. So what our crew could do, I mean, from having the pyro choreographed to the music, the trusses seem like they're doing their own ballet to some of the songs. I mean, the lighting rigs are moving, the video screens, the lasers. I mean, sometimes I just sit there and watch it and go, oh, my God, look at this. You know, and I've been around it from the jump.
Yeah, you can't get out of your own head when you're trying to perform, right, and just be in awe of what's going on around you. You got to focus and perform.
Try my best.
Yeah. And you guys are also single-handedly keeping the smoke machine and industrial fan industries in business, I think.
Absolutely.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, we're talking to Al Petrelli, the guitarist and one of the original members. You guys have an interesting history because you all were, not all, but a lot of you were involved in kind of the metal scene.
Mm-hmm.
The original founder, Paul O'Neill, kind of brought you together and said, let's do a family Christmas show, which would seem kind of odd for guys in metal bands.
Yeah, yes and no. So we all have extremely diverse backgrounds, all the musicians involved, everybody involved in the organization. Because if you listen to a TSO record, it's a very diverse album. There's, you know, all genres are represented. But Paul didn't really scratch his head and say, hey, I'm going to write a family Christmas show. He basically wrote a record depicting an event that occurred on Christmas Eve. And that's where the song Christmas Eve 1224 Sarajevo came from. It was kind of a much darker story, but everybody in America, I don't know if you remember, but when that song first hit radio in the winter of 95, it lit up the phone lines across the country.
Absolutely.
And nobody ever heard anything like that. So I'm not really sure if it was kind of preconceived that we're going to write a metal Christmas family record, but it certainly became like the soundtrack for everybody's holiday season, and you know, we've been touring ever since. So it's, you know, there's a lot more to it than just a bunch of, you know, like metal players. You need that aggression, you need that tonality in certain things, but there's so much more on the records, from like, you know, acoustic and vocal duets to full-on, you know, Mozart symphonies and back.
Well, and when you see it live, it's not just the records. When you see it live, how tight a band you guys are, you know, the amount of preparation and rehearsal, and when you're putting on a new production again, I mean, you must spend the entire year before you go out on the road getting ready to go out on the road.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of people think that, you know, we rehearse for 2 or 3 weeks, and then, you know, that occurs. Our crew, you know, and a management, Paul O'Neill, his family, everybody who's been involved all these years, they start, I would say they're starting now, looking at the 2020 production, you know, for next year's.
Wow.
And I haven't even hit the deck running, you know, for the 19 tour. So it's a year and change ahead of where we are. You can't just put this together overnight. It takes so much prep.
Well, no, people think that you go out on the road for 2 months and then you're done for the rest of the year, right? Like, people think radio people are on for 4 hours and then the rest of the day we're just skipping around.
Exactly. But why would you know it if you're not involved, you know?
Yeah.
Most of the people on that stage, you know, I'm surrounded with the best of the best on stage and below the stage, you know? So everybody makes it look so easy that it's like, well, you know, that's it. That's what they do. 2 hours and then they're done. Not really. Like you said, it's pretty much all day, every week, every month, every year. It never really stops.
Al Petrelli is the guitarist and musical director of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Christmas Eve and Other Stories comes back to the Pepsi Center Saturday, November 16th, 3 and 8 o'clock. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. You guys also have done this for many, many years. You donate some of the money from ticket sales to charities throughout the country.
Well, that, again, thank you for mentioning that, but that's Paul O'Neill and his family. That's the kind of people that they are. I mean, from the jump, when I first met Paul, we'd be walking through New York City from the studio to dinner or back or whatever, and every time I turned around, he'd be reaching in his pocket to give somebody a 5, a 10, a 20. And he would tell me, he goes, listen, this $5 bill, a $10 bill is not going to change my life, but it may change this person's day. And if we could change their day, maybe it'll change their tomorrow and the rest of their week and subsequently, you know, maybe nudge them in a better direction. So that kind of just ended up how the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you know, does things. You know, Paul, his wife, his daughter, the whole family want to change the world, albeit a dollar at a time. But, you know, it added up to quite a large amount of money over the years. And they are making a difference, and I'm just proud to be part of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the millions of tickets, the millions of albums that you guys have sold. I don't know that people are aware of kind of those numbers that are behind the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They are on par with some of very, very well-known bands, and you've outsold some bands that people would be surprised by.
You know, that's what I hear. I don't really pay attention to it too much because if I feed into that, I'll get caught up in that. And, you know, the task at hand is to make this year bigger than last year. It's almost like a Super Bowl football team. You know, whoever won the Super Bowl last year could sit back for a couple minutes and say, man, we did it with the, you know, the champions, with the best in the world, whatever. But if we're going to do this again next year, we have to kind of like go back to the drawing board and start all over again. That's how kind of we approach everything. Whatever we did last year or previous years, that's awesome. Very proud of it. But we got to do more this year. We want to make a musical difference. We want to make a production difference. We want to make a difference with all the communities that we're so privileged to go through. So I appreciate you saying that, but you know, I just want to play guitar and make great music and then have the band put on great shows and have the folks at the Pepsi Center go, wow, they outdid themselves again this year.
Well, that is what's happening. And I imagine for you, also you're in your private life, you're afforded a little bit of privacy, whereas, you know, some bands that are, I would say people know the band members much better and, you know, sell the kinds of albums you do, they never have a moment of privacy. But because you guys have such a large cast and it's ever rotating and ever changing and all of that, I imagine you can walk down the street most days and get recognized but not be pestered.
Hey, New York City, I think nobody gets really pestered.
No.
City is one of those towns where you kind of go, oh, that's Paul McCartney. Awesome. And whatever, I got to get on the subway.
And let him go, right.
So it is every so often, you know, somebody will stop and just and say, hey, listen, we caught the show, or I love your record, or, you know, we play your music, you know, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, or you guys are part of our family tradition now. And that's enough right there to kind of keep me in a really good mood all day. You know, to think that Paul O'Neill and his family have created something that's not only, you know, successful in record sales and at the box office, but people have really embraced it as their own. You know, I never saw that on the radar, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the, like, the things I'm most proud of is, like, wow, everybody's playing this music in their house when they're celebrating with their families. That's awesome.
I'm glad you brought up tradition because so many people have Christmas-oriented traditions, and my family and I do as well. And for a lot of people, it is not Christmas unless they go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and they go year after year because it is that special moment that they can share as a family.
Yeah, the people who come back every year, we affectionately can call them our repeat offenders. They love it. I mean, since 1999, we did our first couple shows. A lot of people have been with us since then. You know, it's like when I was a kid, we'd watch Miracle on 34th Street or you know, The Grinch or Charlie Brown, whatever it was. You know, there's just certain things that become part of the tradition that you look forward to seeing every year. And, you know, we put on a great show. People are very familiar with the stories, yet we surprise everybody year after year with changing up the production. So I think it's the best of both worlds. And listen, we recognize a lot of the people in the arena. I'll look down from the stage and go, oh, my God, he's here, she's here, there. You know, you know most of the folks there at this point.
Right, and I imagine your repeat offenders are beginning to bring other generations with them. In your previous incarnation in metal bands, you had what we would call a limited demographic, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But in Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I mean, there's grandparents rocking out with their grandkids in the audience.
Exactly, and that's the greatest thing ever to watch. You know, three generations of family sitting there enjoying 2.5 hours of the most over-the-top production and great music ever. You know, I mean, listen, my family's multi-generational, you know? I mean, so, obviously, I'm there. My wife loves it. You know, I got my oldest son, who's 32 years old, and my youngest daughter, who's 3 years old. You know, everybody loves to just go. My mom would be there, my aunts, you know, so And you also have like different age groups on stage. So I think it's just everybody enjoys it. And Paul O'Neill told me from the start years ago, he goes, let's just try to make great art and not worry about anything else. And if we do our jobs and we make a great piece of artwork, everybody will embrace it, and that's what's been accomplished.
Well, you must have a lot of comp tickets to take care of every season, huh?
I don't answer my phone from to New Year.
Smart man. Al Petrelli, the guitarist, musical director, and original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, coming back to Denver, Pepsi Center, Saturday, November 16th, 2 shows, 3 and 8, and tickets are at transsiberian.com or at Ticketmaster. Al, great to talk to you. An early Merry Christmas to you, and we look forward to having you back in town.
Back at you, my friend. All my best to you and your family. I'll talk to you soon, and thanks so much this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.